Morris. Aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Kyo. Son las 8 aquí en www.radioenlace.org, 107.5 FM. Turn the lights on. Yes, you are entering Mr. Q's Forum Musical of Music until 9 o'clock here on the waves in Spain. Y damos las gracias como todos los sábados a Álvaro Gutiérrez aquí con Cool Music. Un poco de sonidos de los años 80, un poco de punky sounds aquí de Inglaterra. Escuchando aquí ahora mismo Killing Joke. It's going to be a bit of a punky kind of show tonight until 9 o'clock with you. Killing Joke, an English rock band formed in 1978 in Notting Hill, London, England. Well, the original lineup, Jazz Coleman on vocals and keyboards, Big Paul Ferguson on drums, Kevin Geordie Walker on guitars, and Martin Youth Glover on bass. In the 80s here, Killing Joke, 107.5 FM, all the way from Spain, Madrid time. Well, Killing Joke's first album was released in 1980. After the release of Revelations in 82, bassist Youth was replaced by Paul Raven. And the band achieved mainstream success in 1985 with both the album Nighttime and the single Love Like Blood. Special shout goes out to all the UK listeners out there. If you're tuning in, Rich, this one's for you. And a big shout to all the listeners in the world, yes, from Australia, Russia, Ukraine, Africa, all over Europe and United States and South America, obviously. It's going to be a hell of a show tonight, so tune in, don't drop out. Mr. Q Time, 107.5 FM.
Bye, 'cause I want.
And also here, 107.5 FM, big shout goes out to Leo, who's tuning in all the way from south of Spain, Andalusia. Un abrazo muy fuerte, Leo. And I think Sassy and Nick may be back by 9 o'clock tonight. From the pub, you know what I mean? Sex Pistols, yes I. Anarchy in the UK, an English punk rock band formed in London 75. Yes, today, 107.5 FM, we are listening to the 80s kind of punk rock sound from the UK. And here on 107.5 FM, in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q, we just tuned in to the Sex Pistols. Well, formed in London in 1975, although they only lasted just 2.5 years and produced only 4 singles in 1 studio album. And that was titled Never Mind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. Well, yes, they were one of the most influential acts in the history of popular music. Initiated a punk movement in the UK and inspired many later punk and alternative rock musicians. Well, the first incarnation of the Sex Pistols included singer Johnny Rotten, lead guitarist Steve Jones, and drummer Paul Cook. Without forgetting, of course, the bass player and great friend and lover of Sassy and Nick, Glenn Matlock. But he was then replaced by a guy called Sid Vicious early in 77. Well, in January 1978, at the end of a turbulent tour of the United States, Johnny Rotten left the Sex Pistols. Yes, bye-bye, Johnny! And announced its breakup. Well, over the next several months, the three other band members recorded songs for McLaren's film version of the Sex Pistols story called The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. Well, Vicious departed this land. Yes, he went away after a nice dose of concoctions of all sorts of odd things in February 1979. Well, in 96, Rotten, Jones, Cook and Matlock reunited with the Filthy Lucrator. And since 2002, they have staged further reunion shows and tours. Well, in February 2006, the Sex Pistols, the four original ones that is, surviving members and Sidi, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's it, 107.5 FM. A bit of buzzcocks.
I just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friendly state to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh. What do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? And on the neck, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what
Oh, tuning in here, 107.5 FM, bit of Buzzcocks. Born in Bolton, yes, in the UK, Bolton, 1976, by singer, songwriter, guitarist Pete Shelley and singer, songwriter Howard Devoto. Well, very influential in the Manchester music scene, and obviously the punk rock one. Here's a bit of information for you. The name Buzzcocks comes from a magazine they were reading called It's the Buzzcock. Buzz meaning the excitement of playing on stage, and cock is Manchester slang meaning matey. Right, cock, how's it going then? Tuning in here on 7.5 FM, I put a much girl in Mr. Q of the Blockheads. Originally fronted by vocalist Ian Dury, as Ian Dury and the Blockheads. The band has continued to perform since Dury's death in 2000. And the current members include Derek Hussey on vocals, Chaz Jenkel on keyboard guitar, Norman Watroy bass guitar, Mick Gallagher keyboard piano, John Turnbull on vocals, and John Roberts on drums. Blockheads. 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 That was a Blockheads for you. We also tuned in earlier on to a bit of Sex Pistols, and now a little bit of Public Image Limited, or PAIL, with the ex-Sex Pistols, Yes I. Johnny Lydon, yes, he was called Johnny Rotten in Sex Pistols, and this is one from them.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Las 8, 18 minutos aquí.
Could be wrong.
Seguimos en las ondas de Madrid. Image Limited, also known as PIL, English post-punk band formed by singer John Lydon, aka Johnny Rotten, guitarist Keith Levine, and bassist Jar Wobble. Not forgetting also the drummer Jim Walker. And Lydon is the sole constant member of the band.
In the quiet words of the Virgin Mary, come again.
Well, what better after that than a bit of Clash? Rock the Casbah, know what I mean? all those Clash lovers out there, 107.5 FM. Formed in 1976 as part of the original wave of British punk. And along with punk, their music incorporated elements of reggae, dub, funk and rockabilly. The Rock the Casbah is a song by the English punk The Clash, released in 1982. The song was released as the third single from their fifth album, Combat Rock. It reached number 8 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the US. And their second and last top 40 and only top 10 single in the United States. But along with the track Mustafa Dance, it also reached number 8 in the dance chart. And it's the band's highest charting single worldwide. That's The Clash. The story of the song actually gives a fabulous account of a ban on rock music by the king being defied by the population. Sounds like Spain, eh? And the song's lyrics also feature various Arabic, Hebrew, Turkish and Sanskrit loan words, such as Sharif, Bedouin, Sheikh, Kosher, Raga, Muezzin, Minaret and Kasbah. Also achieved a commercial success in the UK with the release of their debut album, The Clash, in 1977. Their third album called London Calling, released in the UK in 79. That earned them popularity in the world. And when it was released, there the following month, it was declared the best album in the US of the 1980s, a decade later, by Rolling Stone magazine. In 1982, they reached new heights of success with the release of Combat Rock, with Rock the Casbah that we're tuning into, reaching number 10 in the US top hits, and helping the album to achieve two platinum certifications. And we'll be talking a little bit more about The Clash just after this. Llegando aquí a las 8:30, casi 8:30, una horita menos en Inglaterra. Iba a decir Gibraltar, pero no Inglaterra. Son las 8:30 aquí, it's 8:30 local time in Spain. Tuning into The Clash, The Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent!
Yes, I.
Ring, ring, 7 a.m. Move yourself to go again. Cold water in the face brings you back to this awful place. Knock on merchants and your bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. Weatherman and the crazy chief. One says sun and one says sea. A.M. the FM, the P.M. too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and we're falling. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Sophistication. Seen the ads, cause it's just nice. Better work hard, I see the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Clocks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, we're bye-bye. Wave bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell rings. Take one out, do y'all. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has leapt to attention. Lunar landing of the Vintage Convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. See through restaurant gates out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's doing TV land.
You know what?
At all. It's no good for man, so working cages hit the town. He drinks his wages, your friend, your sweat. But did you notice you ain't getting your friend, your sweat? But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Get your car out of that gear. Call the mark, a fire and engine. Came to the jacket at the 7-Eleven. Mark's a stick, but he has sense. Engels, Lenin's, the necessary dance. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Magnificent. What do we got? Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check on the game. They was murdered by the other team. Went off to win 50 mil. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates, a Milhouse Nixon, both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or in Tin Tin. Who's more famous than the billion millions? Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Bungie.
Well, the Magnificent Seven, it was a third single from their fourth album, Sandinista. It reached number 34 on the UK singles chart. And the song was inspired by raps by old-school hip-hop acts from New York City, like the Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious Five. And was still a new and emerging music genre at the time. Especially Mick Jones, very impressed with it. Joe Strummer actually said, when we came to the US, Mick stumbled upon a music shop in Brooklyn that carried the music of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. The Sugar Hill Gang, these groups were radically changing music and they changed everything for us. Well, there you go, Magnificent Seven. Taken from the title of the theme, a 1960 Western film. And on the Sandinista album, Clash.
Now hear this. Enough respect to all the massive. Yes, I saw me want it, man. Yeah. Enough respect to all the massive. Then the New York massive. Then London massive. Canadian massive. Anyway, 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 anyway.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
Should I stay or should I go?
It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
Well, from their album Combat Rock, The Clash, it was written in 1981, featuring Mick Jones on lead vocals.
If I go, there will be trouble.
It became the band's only number one single in the UK on the singles charts. A decade after it was originally released. And according to Rolling Stone magazine, one of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Well, many rumours also have arisen about the song's content, such as Jones' impending dismissal from The Clash, or the rocky personal relationship between Jones and singer Ellen Foley. But these are just rumours, eh? And some Spanish backing vocals there by Joe Strummer and Joe Ely.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Entertainment, 1980 song by the British punk mod revivalist group The Jam. From their fifth album, Sound Effects. We'll be talking a little bit about The Jam in a few minutes. British number one chart single by The Jam, released in March 1980. It was straight in at number one in the UK singles chart. A rare feat for them at the time. And spent 3 weeks at the top. Well, formed in Woking in Surrey, while they shared the angry young men outlook and fast tempos of their punk rock contemporaries, The Jam wore smartly tailored suits rather than ripped clothes, and they incorporated a number of mainstream 1960s rock and R&B influences. And The Jam were really at the forefront of the mod revival movement in the 80s. They had 18 consecutive top 40 singles in the UK, from their debut in 1977 to their breakup in December 1982. Well, including four number one hits as of 2007, That's Entertainment that we'd listened to earlier, and Just Who's In, the 5 o'clock hero. La, 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 la. another track called Down in the Tube Station at Midnight. Was the second single taken from the album All Mod Cons by The Jam, released on 21st of October 1978. It charted at number 15 and was backed by a cover of The Who's song So Sad About Us, and also The Night, written by Bruce Foxton. The back of the record jacket displayed a photo of Keith Moon, former drummer of The who had died the month prior to the single's release. Well, here we go with a bit of Going Underground. Only with Mr. Q.
Mr. Q.
Distant echo of faraway voices boarding faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The grey's 30 steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, calling uninviting, partially naked. So far, top of your adverts and the smartest papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow, they tell on tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage. And I'm down in a Tuesday sort of midnight. I fumble for change. I pull out the queen. Smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, loud blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I've a little money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been lining up the cutlery and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a Tuesday at midnight.
Well, good to know here, 107.5 FM. We've got some listeners who are not moving. Gracias, Leo.
And then a kick.
Espero que lo pases bien por ahí.
The smell of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me. It took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even eating with the weather. Though my eyes is not a matter of love, so my sex is good to see. Speaking of longer, I'm now in a two-step turn of midnight. I said I'm one down in a two-step turn of midnight.
Seguimos aquí en 107.5 FM en el promo musical de Mr. Q. Ya hemos escuchado a varios grupos de los años 80 y 70 del sonido punk rock de Inglaterra. Terminando aquí con The Jam, un par más, The Vibrators y, como no, los UK Subs coming up here en 107.5 only with Mr. Q.
Yo, big up out of the dancehall show, are you? For a little girl
I'm looking for a little lady who's gonna get down. And when I find her, gonna hold her real tight. I said I'm gonna be your Nancy, baby, gonna make you feel alright.
Well, tuning in here to the Vibrators, British punk rock band that formed in 1976. Formed by Ian Knox Carnockham and bassist Pat Collier, guitarist John Ellis and drummer John Eddie Edwards. First came to the public notice in the 100 Club in London.
Well, look in.
The Vibrators.
Girl.
Instead of singing the words. The first time you sing the whole thing like this.
FM in a Forum Musicale, Mr. Q, the UK subs, English punk band among the earliest in the first wave of British punk. Formed in 1976, the mainstay of the band was, and always has been, vocalist Charlie Harper, originally a singer in Britain's R&B scene, and they're also one of the first street punk bands in the UK. The original punk movement that formed in 1976. Initial name of the Subversives. Band's founder Charlie Harper selected guitarist Nick Garrett, bassist Paul Slack, and various drummers, and eventually came up with the name UK Subs from UK Subvisors. There you go, London based band, early lineup, and we continue here with Who Better Than the Stranglers. Only 107.5 FM here, and for music and Mr. Kyo. Coming up to 5 minutes to 9 o'clock here local time, 1 hour less in the UK and Gibraltar. As 9:05.
And she's got that violent fever, but she doesn't make a sound. She just
their album Ratus Norvegicus, released in 1977 on the 17th of April. Originally titled Dead on Arrival, but it was changed in the last minute. And one of the highest-selling albums of the punk era in Britain. Well, that was it. 107.5 FM here, Nel Foro Musicale Mr. Q. Don't miss out next Saturday, 8 until 9 o'clock in www.radionafe.org. Thanks for tuning in here. Nel Foro Musicale Mr. Q. A big kiss and a big hug to all the listeners out there. Gracias, Leo. And don't forget to turn the lights off.
Christ has told his mother, Christ has told him not to bother, because he's all